When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop in a National Signing Day special. Very happy to be here. It's so wonderful to own your own company and be able to wake up in the morning and share this special moment with so many different athletes. And it is an honor and a privilege to talk to the man that allowed me to be a part of the when he verbally committed coming to me, despite me even having the flu, getting in touch with me and allowing me to put the message out there. Jalen Harvey, cannot thank him enough. Jalen Harvey coming out of Clay Chalkville High School in Pinson, Alabama, has now signed his letter to Syracuse, a national letter of intent to Syracuse University to play football there for the next 3 to 5 years. Jalen Harvey's on the show, and I'm happy to have him back. Jalen, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be on the show.
Jalen, this moment, this is something that you've been waiting for a very long time. What is this like for you to finally sign this letter?
It's been a long time coming. I'm just happy to finally get it over with, and finally know where I'm going to spend three to five years of my life, man. I mean, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to be up there.
Now, you had the opportunity to get a visit from defensive line coach, your position coach, Tim Doust. What did you take away from the moment that you got to meet him face to face?
Coach, he told me, he taught me a lot, man. Like, the short time I was up there with him, he taught me a lot. He told me a whole bunch of things, something I need to work on, something I need to improve, like, get stronger, you get a little bit more work with this step, he just told me a lot of things, that I need to improve on, that just meant a lot to me.
Jalen, he came to your house to visit you, and then you came up to Syracuse to see the school and also to see Tim Doust once again. What did it mean to you that the staff was willing to come down to you, and that even knowing that you were going to visit Syracuse, the fact that Tim Doust came down and saw you, what did that mean to you?
That meant a lot for him, to stop what he was doing and come down from Syracuse, always come visit me in Alabama, in my home, and that really meant a lot. That meant a lot to me.
When you went up to Syracuse University, you told me before you stepped foot on campus, there was a good chance you were going to commit to the school. If you had a good feeling, there was a good chance you were going to commit on Saturday before the Duke-Syracuse game even happened, before you ever got into the Dome, and you lived up to that. You sent me a text message saying that you committed before the game started. What made you commit to Syracuse so soon when you came on campus?
The coaches, it had a lot to do with the coaches and the facilities. And it's just like, man, like, I found out, with Syracuse degree, man, I mean, you can get a job like that. I mean, it's an honor, to have a Syracuse degree, hanging up in your house, graduating from Syracuse. I mean, it's a big deal. So that's a really big reason why.
After you decided to verbally commit to Syracuse, you went to that Syracuse-Duke game, biggest crowd ever, set a record for the NCAA, 35,446 people in the Dome. You're one of them. What was it like to be inside of the Dome, and what did you take away from that on your visit?
I took away a lot. I mean, that game was absolutely crazy. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that before in my life. I enjoyed myself. I had an amazing time just watching the game, man. And it was just like when the crowd was yelling, man, it was so hard to hear the person right next to you, man. It was an amazing experience to be a part of.
Could you picture yourself in a Syracuse jersey inside of that Carrier Dome when you heard those people cheering?
Yes, I was envisioning myself on the field the whole time wearing the jersey like that. So I mean, I just can't wait to be up there. I mean, it's gonna be a big thing for me, man, and I just can't wait.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse. What jersey number are you hoping to put on when you go to Syracuse?
I was hoping to get 94, but senior has that number, so you know I'm willing to wait a year. I'm willing to wait a year to get that number, so I mean it's all good.
When you look at your future and all that is to come, who are you sharing this moment with right now? That national letter of intent done, faxed in, you're all set, you're ready to go. Who are you there with, enjoying this time with?
Mostly I'm enjoying this time with my family right now, man, because it's a big deal. I'm about to go off to college and have an opportunity to play with Syracuse and, you know, hopefully lead them to the national and help lead the team to the national championship. So, I mean, it's a big deal. And, you know, I'm going to have my friends with me. You know, they're going to be behind me, supporting me. I mean, it's just a really big deal, man. I mean, I just want to thank everybody who's been there, man, for me since day one. It's helping me do this. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's a really big moment.
When you look at the state of Alabama, they're no strangers to national championships. Why go all the way up to Syracuse to seek out a national championship? What is making you so connected to that program and care so much? I know you've said some things that you like about it, but you're living in a state that knows what it feels like to bring home the title. Syracuse is where you're going. Why go to Syracuse for a title?
I mean, I get a chance. You know, everybody's been to the Alabamas and Auburns down here in Alabama. I mean, I want to go somewhere else and build my own and start a legacy of people from Alabama going to Syracuse, start a legacy up there. I mean, everybody out here, you know, they go to Alabama and Auburn to win that championship. I want to show people you can be from Alabama and go up to Syracuse and win the national championship.
You being the only commit from Alabama, what does that mean to you? You being a representative of the state of Alabama that is now signed to Syracuse.
It feels good. I mean, to be the only person from a state to sign with the team. I'm hoping I can do a good job, and hopefully, you know, a lot more people from Alabama want to come play at Syracuse.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse. What should people know about your game, Jalen? What do you do best when you look at your game? Because now you're done with high school officially. You've signed the letter. You're now looking to your college days. What should people know about you as far as what to expect out of your game?
I'm a play hard every play. You know, just try to put my team in the best position to win. When I look at it, man, I try to be like, I pick one of my idols, like one of my favorite defensive tackles before every game, and I watch a highlight clip of them. And you know, I just try to do what they do on the field.
Who are some of the idols that you have watched a film clip of before going on the field?
I've seen Warren Sapp, and Dominican Sue, Dwight Freeney, Chandler Jones, Jared McCoy, Michael Strahan. I watched a lot of them before every game. I just pick somebody new, and I just watch the film, and I just try to see myself doing it, and then I try to translate what they do on the film, and I try to do it on the field.
Let's say that there's a Syracuse game tomorrow, and I tell you that there's only one player that you can watch, only one bit of film before you go out on the field. Who's the next player that you would watch?
It'd probably be Ndamukong Suh, because that's my all-time favorite player.
What do you like about Ndamukong Suh? What is it about his game that intrigues you?
Man, he's so quick off that ball, and the way he has violent hands, and he gets good leverage, and you know, like, he's a great pass rusher.
When you look at what you feel you do best, what would that be? When you look at your feet, your hands, your ability to move, what would you say is your best attribute?
Probably my hands.
What is it about your hands that you think you do the best with?
You know, I shoot them, and I shoot them very violently. You know, I try to get my hand right there in the middle of that breastplate. You know, I try not to err out of offensive linemen, so you know they can't put their hands on me.
What are you most looking forward to getting on campus and playing your first game for Syracuse? When that first opportunity comes, what are you looking forward to the most?
Trying to getting that first tackle out the way, man. Getting that first snap out the way and getting that first tackle. I think once I get that out the way, I'll be okay.
going up against the pass, going up against the run, what do you feel you're better at right now?
Right now, I feel I'm a run stopper. I feel like I can stop the run, but I feel like I can coach that. I feel Coach Dallas is, you know, he's a great coach, so I know he's going to help me become a great pass rusher.
What do you need to do to become a better pass rusher? What would you like to see yourself improve on?
When I get past the offensive lineman, pressing it back vertical, or when I come off that ball, don't rush a hole, man. Rush a half, man, and get skinny.
Tim Doust has been known to give tough love when he is having his players in practice and he's talking with you. Are you willing to take the tough love, and do you feel you're prepared for the tough love?
I feel like I'm prepared for the tough love. I think I'm pretty sure I can handle it. There's not much he can tell me that I haven't already heard.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
When you get an opportunity to go into practice, Zan Jones is now gone and Jay Bromley is gone. Everybody else returns for Syracuse. What do you want Tim Doust to know when it comes to you trying to earn a roster spot right away? What should he know about you? What should he expect from you day one of practice?
I'm going to do everything in my power to come out there and play hard and try to become a starter. I know those big words to say, but I mean, in my mind, I think if I put my mind to it, I could come out there and be a starter.
We're going to go rapid fire here, Jalen. We're going to get off the field a little bit and talk about some other things. Your favorite movie of all time is what?
Probably The Waterboy.
Why Waterboy?
It's just like one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life, and I mean, who doesn't like Bobby hitting people every play?
Who do you think hits harder, you or Bobby Boucher?
Oh, Bobby Boucher hits way harder than me.
How do you get better and hit like him?
I really don't know. I don't know.
Do you have to picture something on the other team that you don't like?
I just have to picture something.
Favorite TV show right now that you watch?
Favorite TV show, New Girl.
That's actually my favorite TV show as well. What do you like about New Girl?
Zoe Deschanel, she's really funny in there. I mean, she's goofy, and I mean, like, she makes the show really funny.
when you look at the show New Girl, did you have an opportunity to see Prince on New Girl?
Yes, I rewatched the episode yesterday.
Did you get the joke that Prince had about eating your pancakes?
No, I did not get it.
Have you ever seen Dave Chappelle's, it's not on anymore, but the Chappelle Show?
Yes.
Well, there was an episode where Dave Chappelle he actually dressed up as Prince, impersonated Prince, and he beat Charlie Murphy in a game of basketball, and after the game of basketball, he served everybody pancakes. So now when you go back and watch it, when you go back and watch it now, you'll understand why Prince was talking about pancakes so much.
Okay. I never knew that. I didn't get it, but now I get it.
So now when you... We've talked about this before, and I said that the answer might shock some people, because I definitely was shocked. I didn't know. Your favorite musical artist of all time?
Miley Cyrus.
We talked about some of the songs that pump you up. If you could pick one song and one song only to put on your headphones before the game, what are you listening to?
I'm probably listening to Party in the USA.
Now, it's so different to think of a big offensive or a big defensive lineman who's going out there sacking the quarterback, listening to a small, skinny songwriter that used to be on a TV show on the Disney Channel. What draws you to Miley Cyrus and what she does? Obviously, she's changed her image a little bit, but it's the opposite of what some people might think a big D lineman like yourself would listen to. What is it about her music that helps you get in the right mindset to go play football?
See, I was a really big fan of her show, Hannah Montana. So when she started doing music and all that, for real, I was already a big fan of her from the TV show. But I mean, it's just, I really don't know what really makes me get pumped up to listen before a game, but for some reason it just does.
If Tim Dowse came in there and said, "Jalen, you better turn off that Miley Cyrus," what would you say?
I can't do it. Coach, we just got to listen to it.
If I could send you anywhere right now, if I said, "Jalen, there's a travel agent, they're going to send you off on a trip anywhere in the world," where would you go?
Anywhere Miley Cyrus would be.
So I guess that answers my next question. If you could meet anybody in the world, who would it be?
Miley Cyrus.
If you could marry anybody in the world, who would it be?
My answer would never change. It's always going to be Miley Cyrus.
So basically, Miley Cyrus just needs to come up to a Syracuse game, get herself a field pass, meet you after the game, and then a few years down the road, you can get married.
Yes, yes, she needs to do that. I mean, like, we need to make that happen. She needs to come to a game, and we need to sit down and talk and talk about marriage.
What is it about? I mean, we talked about her music, but if you could go anywhere, if you could meet anybody, if anybody could come to a Syracuse game, why Miley Cyrus the person?
It's always been a dream of mine to kind of meet her. Like, I don't know why. I just always wanted to meet Miley Cyrus. It's just been a dream of mine. Like she's my celebrity crush, and I always want to have a chance to, you know, sit down, you know, at least talk to her and you know, just get to have a conversation with her.
If Miley Cyrus gets married tomorrow, what would you do?
My father and I will see that, and we'll have to talk this out, because I would feel like she wasn't ready for marriage yet, unless it was with me.
Somebody on the other team, no matter who the team is, Syracuse is lining up, you're on the field, you're down in your stance, the lineman across from you says, "I hate Miley Cyrus." What does that do?
At that point, I must, I take care of him. Those are hurtful words right there. Like, those are words that should never come out of somebody's mouth.
See, I think you thought it was hard. I think you found your Bobby Boucher. You found your water boy. You just needed to hear somebody say that they hate Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's probably it.
What drives you outside of that, getting back on the field? What drives you to get after the quarterback, to get after the running back, the wide receiver, the lineman across from you? What makes you hungry on the football field?
It's a great feeling when you beat the offensive lineman and you get that tackle for a loss, or you get that sack and you get up. I mean, it just feels like at that point, man, you can do anything. You're just anxious to get back to the line of scrimmage and just do it all over again, like beat them again. Because at that point, you know you're inside the offensive lineman's head. So you're just really pumped to just do the play all over again.
Well, I definitely appreciate everything that you had to say. And the last thing before I let you go, Jalen, what do you want to say to Syracuse fans? What should they know about Jalen Harvey? What should they expect out of Jalen Harvey?
Someone say Syracuse fan, thank y'all for all the support. From the tweets to the DMs on Twitter, just thank y'all, for wanting a kid like me from Alabama to come up there, and y'all can expect that, 100% of me every play. Like, I will give y'all my absolute best every play, every game. Y'all can expect my 100% of me.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time, Jalen. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Seem like an awesome guy. Can't wait to meet you in person and shake your hand. And I've learned my lesson. I understand it now. I will not make fun of Miley Cyrus in front of you, because I would prefer not to get tackled by a lineman of your size. So thank you for everything, man, and I look forward to the opportunity to meet you soon.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. I'll talk to you soon. Go enjoy this, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
A special thanks to my guest here on National Signing Day, Jalen Harvey, defensive tackle in the incoming class of 2014, coming from Pinson, Alabama, Clay Chalkville High School down there in Alabama, all the way up to Syracuse, New York, to join Tim Doust on that defensive line and the rest of the Syracuse Orange. Truly appreciate having Jalen on the show, and just love having him. I really do. He's a great guest. And Jalen, thank you so much for everything. I'd also like to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt, my longest standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The Wake Up Call Sunday, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sunday has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time. For those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of I mean, think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of wakeupcalldt.com that you can find by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, clicking on more, and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank dreisigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink Wake Up Call with Dansetora shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Dansetora Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. The image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Dreisig Apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And Dreisig Apparel, DREISSIG apparel.com, has helped me to look professional, to feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, Dreisig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. Dreisig Apparel, DREISSIG apparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to dreisigapparel.com. And also with Dreisig, dreisiglady.com, DREISSIG lady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, dreisiglady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may do, and or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, dreisiglady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. DREISSIG lady.com. Fit your woman right now at dreisiglady.com. And fanhands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. the universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with FanHands.com, which make the real fan stand out at every single game. FanHands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You could get those at FanHands.com once again, FanHands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Dan Satora Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dan Satora Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to Wake Up Call DT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter, the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.